Ladies and gentlemen,
Dean Richards joins us from Channel 9.
Citizens of the world,
some of the world's greatest entertainers are here tonight.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I present to you?
And tonight, guess what? It's going to be Dean.
Yeah, honey.
Interrupt this moron entertainment to get a winner of those White Sox tickets. It's Tony from Chicago. John asked you the question. What's the answer, Tony?
It is the stirrups over the socks.
That's it.
Stirrups over the socks.
Yeah, they reversed
Maybe
it.
You know a little too much.
Way to go. Way to go.
Tony got tickets for the Sox and the Twins. That's next Thursday night.
Awesome. Thanks so much.
Thanks for listening. I appreciate it. Dean Richards and the entire Channel 9 Morning News invaded Naperville on Friday.
Dean, 10,000 people, they estimated.
Annabelle Laval is clearly the most popular. Dean was second. You guys,
I'm also from Puerto Rico, that's why.
That's right. And anyway, it was great. And we had a good time hanging out with you guys.
Nice to see you. Nice to see the whole morning show crew. And man, it was fun. We have the best fans, and there's nothing like walking down the streets of Naperville and having people shout at you, "Hey, moron!"
Right.
I had it that morning, and then that night I hosted the night at Ravinia, the West Side Story night at Ravinia, which was really fun, and having people at the very classy and prestigious Ravinia Festival also shouting out, "Hey, moron."
It makes it special.
That was nice.
Makes it all very special. Dave, you were there Friday night.
That was me yelling.
You were yelling at
Moron? Yes. I was sitting just probably about 50 yards from Dean on the lawn there.
How did he do?
I didn't see you.
I thought, but Dean, it was great because they had a huge Dean Richards head on the video screen.
On the big screen.
And it was great. You could see
when
it
from anywhere.
When
you say a huge Dean Richards head, it's like saying a huge Steve Cochran head. They don't come in any other size.
No, believe me, this was
Steve, Dean. This is like a billboard size video screen that they had. And my head filled up this entire thing. It frightened me when I walked in.
Yeah. Did children run screaming from Ravinia?
Yeah, birds. You could see flocks of birds fleeing from Highland Park.
They did
scaring them.
Split screen during West Side Story, and one half the screen was Dean. On the other half, the entire cast, West Side Story, dwarfed by Dean's head.
Equals in a cast of a movie.
Wow. And then last night, Jennifer Hudson.
I was disappointed, though, Ravinia, though, the Twitter board was malfunctioning.
Oh, it didn't work? Yes.
It didn't work. I mean, people could still tweet. People tweeted questions in, but it didn't show up on the board. And I like it when it shows up on the board because then you can see which inappropriate things people have sent in that we choose not to read out loud.
Yeah, because I tweeted in, "Who has a bigger head, you or Steve Cochran?"
You know, I saw a lot of people, and Dean, you can clarify this, that when they saw the image of you on that screen, they said, Klaatu Barada Nikto.
What?
Science fiction fans are laughing hysterically right now.
I know.
All right. Okay. I believe
all three science fiction fans.
Yeah, right. May I just say, you, me, and some other person. I think.
Dean did a great job, though. It was very, really interesting. That's hard to do.
Sleep.
Yeah, on no sleep and standing up there rattling off facts about the history of West Side Story and the movie, and it was great. I really
talking about
it.
Your relationship with Rita Moreno.
I did. We weren't really married, but it was a thing.
Texter,
just say I want to be in America too.
773. This whole moron thing is ridiculous. Poor Dean. It's demoralizing. Only you, Steve, think it's funny. No,
I think it's funny too.
Yeah, no, Dean finds it funny as well. Yeah,
I think
yeah.
It's funny. I think a lot of it. Thank you for trying to come to my defense on that. I appreciate it.
No, there's many things Dean would like you to defend him on. This ain't one of them.
Yeah, I think people are enjoying the moron franchise seems to be catching on wherever
like
you go.
Hotcakes.
Yeah.
Jennifer Hudson last night.
Last night I was back at Ravinia because I can't get enough. But I was just there as a civilian. I was not didn't have any official function. I was just there to enjoy the show. It was their annual gala fundraiser, And so, you know, half the people are at Ravinia in normal Ravinia clothes, shorts and, you know, summer wear. And half the people literally are in tuxedos because it was a gala, a fancy gala. So I was among those in shorts.
Wasn't it a little steamy for a tux?
It was a little steamy for a tux. I mean, I asked, I don't have to wear a tux to this, do I? Because I know it's, you know, galas are fancy. And they said, no, people are, you know, just come as you normally would to Ravinia. So I was in my Daisy Duke inappropriately short shorts and tank top. And enjoying the show. Jennifer was amazing.
J-Hud, as you call her.
J-Hud started the show from the back of the pavilion with this beautiful, stirring version of the gospel song, How Great Thou Art.
Mm-hmm.
And she brought the house down. I mean, man, she is just an amazing singer. But walked down the aisle while she was singing this. And when she came to, you know, where I was sitting, she acknowledged me. I've known her for a pretty long time. She acknowledged me for some reason. I don't know why. I kissed her hand. I wanted to, like, hug her, or, you know, I've known her for a long time.
Sure.
I wanted to acknowledge, you know, more than just a, I don't know, just a passing glance. So I bowed and kissed her hand, and I don't know why.
Did you laugh at yourself when you did it?
Afterwards, I did.
Yeah, go on.
I was like, when did I become, it's like in the royal court of kissing people's hands? But here I can give you, you know me, I love sniffing celebrities whenever
sure,
possible.
Sure, of course you do. Yeah, who wouldn't?
Jennifer's hands smelled like cinnamon.
Oh, isn't that great?
Yeah, they smelled like cinnamon.
Yeah.
So I've decided, now this is a great way for me to start really, you know, getting a good sniff of all the A-listers that I talk to from now on. From now on, if you are an A-lister, I'm telling you right now, I'm going to kiss your hand. This is going to be my new signature.
That's your new signature move.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can tell you right now, Ryan Seacrest, his hands smell like money.
Yes, they do.
So if you're wondering.
They smell like Fort Knox.
Check that off. All right, so when we come back, Paul and Ringo, Ed Sheeran, Beyonce, Seth Rogen, new 007, and exciting news. You know the bottle cap challenge? We keep seeing celebrities do this thing.
Right, right. They kick the bottle cap off with their foot.
John has come up with the middle-aged man challenge.
Oh, good.
And we're down to three ideas. So, John, run those ideas by Dean.
Right now?
Yeah.
Okay. The first one is, Dean, you know that Steve was in Grumpy Old Men.
Yes, I do.
So the scene where he's like, hey, should have looked at Miss Carlson. So he's on the TV.
I'm doing the weather.
He's doing the weather. And then
Walter Matthau
says, shut up, fat ass.
Right.
So we want guys to videotape themselves, to record themselves.
Saying, shut up, fat ass.
He'll do his dialogue, and then you just say, shut up.
All right, that's one, two.
Okay. Yeah, the second one was, we just want to see who can get out of an easy chair without using their hands.
Oh, so you have to get up like a cushioned chair.
Yeah, a cushioned chair.
Oh, that's tricky.
Yeah, without pushing up.
And again, we're videotaping this. Yes. It's much more challenging than the bottle cap challenge.
It can't be one of those mechanical chairs where you push the button and it lifts
it
you.
Tilts you forward? No.
Yeah, no, it can't be one of those.
And three?
And the third one is a blindfolded sandwich making. So you just put all the food on a Lazy Susan, you got to blindfold and make the sandwich. You got to feel for it, make it.
And then you got to eat it.
You got to eat it.
All right. So blindfold sandwich making.
Get out of a chair.
Getting out of a chair.
And hey, what was that? Hey, fat ass?
Or the grumpy old
up,
man challenge.
Ass. Shut up.
Telling you, shut up, fat ass, to me. 312-981-7020 is the number. You can text in your answers. John's trying to get this viral challenge going because really the bottle cap thing's dumb.
I remember when Wally Phillips did this hey, fat ass contest. Remember that many years ago?
Everybody does.
You'll be calling his name. Oh, 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 oh. Dean Richard, the entertainment editor, Channel 97.
Sponsored by Ravinia, home of Dean Richards. Texter pointed out, when you Google moron entertainment, the vast majority of the responses, other than some guy out in Fresno that's got a company called Moron Entertainment, a guy named Ron that does like disc jockey work.
We're going to sue him.
Yeah. That it all comes up moron. In other words, we're Google-rific. So it's all over your Google. And if that happens, clean it up as fast as you possibly can. All right, Paul and Ringo.
They appeared together for the first time since their Grammy appearance back in 2014. Paul McCartney was wrapping up his North American tour at Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles on Saturday night. And toward the end of his show, he brings out a special guest. Listen to this. Cool is that?
Yeah, and Ringo's almost 80, right?
Ringo is just turned 78, I believe.
Okay. What do you got, Dave? Dave, you have an update on Ringo?
No, I would. I'm sure Dean has that correct.
Oh, okay. I thought you were giving me the high sign.
I believe. I thought
it was 79 right. Last week.
Well, let's take a look. It was his birthday last week.
It was his birthday. I think they said 79.
Possible that I may be wrong.
I didn't want to correct you on the air.
You are correct, Dave Bennett.
Okay. What are you, a moron?
79.
That's very cool.
And Paul is 77. Both these guys are both pushing 80 years old, and they are up there rocking and rolling like crazy.
They could do the middle-aged man challenge easy.
They did Sergeant Pepper's. They did Helter Skelter. Joe Walsh from the Eagles joined them on stage also, and they performed. The Beatles first appeared at Dodger Stadium, August of 1966.
And the latest Moron Entertainment Middle-Aged Man Challenge Edition is chase a kid around without getting winded.
Oh, you kid.
Ed Sheeran.
Ringo will be at Ravinia, by the way, because we haven't mentioned Ravinia for 20 seconds. We'll be at Ravinia August 3rd.
Okay, Ed Sheeran.
Check him out. Ed Sheeran got married over the weekend.
Oh, good for little Eddie.
Married his longtime childhood sweetheart.
That's nice.
Yeah, you never hear that happening in showbiz.
So she was there when he had no money.
When he was just a little baby, Ed Sheeran. Cherry Seaborn. Is her name. They started dating in 2015, announced their engagement last January, and now they are husband and wife.
And Beyonce is in jail in London?
Beyonce almost was in jail. They had the London premiere of The Lion King there over the weekend. And, you know, they have a big reception line, and Prince William and his wife, Trixie, she was there. And Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, they were there, and, you know, they're walking the line. And you're not supposed to touch the royal family if you are a commoner. And when Meghan Markle went up to Beyonce, Meghan Markle sort of initiated it, but Beyonce went all the way through and gave Meghan Markle a hug. God forbid that.
Yeah, lighten up, Francis.
Yeah,
come on, they've been friends forever.
But that's the British royalty protocol that you're not supposed to touch.
Is the death penalty involved in that? Death penalty?
Yes,
it is. Okay.
Last time I was in London, I pantsed Prince Charles. I just went up right behind him and pulled his pants down.
Really? Yeah. That's okay for some reason.
Yeah,
I don't understand.
And as soon as you do it,
pantsing a guy is okay. But
as soon as you do it, the Benny Hill music starts. Seth Rogen.
Last week I was in Los Angeles and I saw the new Lion King, which I'm going to give a very good review when it opens on next Friday. It's technically, it's spectacular. Mm-hmm. This whole movie is made with computers. Nothing is real, yet everything looks amazingly real. And it's this very familiar, very heartwarming, touching, nostalgic story. And Seth Rogen and Billy Eichner play Timon and Pumbaa, the Hakuna Matata guys, kind of the comic relief in the movie. And they are hilarious in this movie. But talking about Beyonce, they talked about being at the premiere with Beyonce and, you know, the fanfare that follows her wherever she goes.
And here's that.
The audience stood up kind of randomly at the end, and I don't think they were standing for us.
No, that's what my wife was like. No,
Billy's here.
That is not true. They stood because she came out.
Yes. 100%.
It's amazing. Is the persona around her like that?
Yeah. She's like the most famous person on the planet and one of the most talented. So, yeah, it's like one of those rare
instances where, like, someone truly deserves all the massive fame they have. Yeah. And yeah. And everyone recognizes that.
Yeah. What connection did you have to this movie growing up when you were a kid? Did the original movie mean something to you?
Yeah, I loved it. I thought it was so funny. I specifically loved Timon and Pumbaa, especially. Like, I was super into comedy at the time, and they were just hilarious. So,
yeah.
That and Pulp Fiction were my two favorite movies of
1994.
Very similar.
Well, here you go.
First of all, the laugh, number
I know.
One.
He and Anderson Cooper should have a laugh-off. They have the worst laughs in television
But
and
how about
movies.
That for a kid? His two favorite movies as a kid growing up, The Lion King and Pulp Fiction. It says a lot about Seth Rogen, I think.
You know what I'm going to do tomorrow for you? Because this is Moron Entertainment. We're going to have a laugh-off between Maria Menounos, Anderson Cooper, and Seth Rogen.
Okay.
And we'll determine which laugh is the most ridiculous.
Yeah, I like that.
Okay.
I didn't know Maria has a weird laugh.
Oh.
Really?
Like you wouldn't believe.
I have to pay. Oh, it's kind of Billy Goat-like.
All right, thanks, buddy.
All right.
That's Dean Richards, and again, thanks to everybody at Channel 9, specifically Paul Rennie, the handsome general manager, who green-lit all that stuff on Friday.
It was a great day. It was a lot of fun.
Your news next, 720 WGN.